Welcome, dear listener, to this presentation of the School of the Spirit Ministry. Here is a reading of Louise Harris's Statement of Faith. Louise, an attender of the Salem Worship Group and member of Friendship Meeting in Greensboro, was a participant in the program on Being a Spiritual Nurturer, class of 2008. She wrote this statement while living with her diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. We trust that her words may speak to your condition.
I came to the School of the Spirit program primarily thinking of myself as a Buddhist Quaker. I felt that compassion for all beings in the universe went right alongside of the testimonies of peace, integrity, simplicity, community, and equality that I endeavor to follow as a Quaker. The meditation I have followed for many years is a guided meditation in a Tibetan manner. When I applied to the School of the Spirit, I wanted to learn more about Christ and the Bible, to which I had been exposed as a Presbyterian growing up, but never really incorporated into my adult life. However, a number of years ago, around the time I took an FGC gathering workshop on Edgar Cayce, I began internally praying the 23rd Psalm as part of all of my meditations. Throughout the On Being a Spiritual Nurturer program, I have learned to love to read the Bible, especially the Gospels, but also Revelation and the writings of Paul and the Gospel of John. These stories are alive for me. Sometimes Jesus or another apostle speaks directly to me. This is in the best tradition of Lectio Divina, which I learned about in the residency, reading passages prayerfully and slowly for meaning. The Psalms continue to give me peace, and I have even read the story of Job in the Old Testament. However, an insight came to me as I was preparing for my second-year research paper. I had wonderful sources, but one book by Thich Nhat Hanh, Anger, Wisdom for Cooling the Flames, deeply spoke to me about the non-duality of experiencing conflict and forgiveness. It is clear to me that the hurt that engenders the need for forgiveness is on both sides of the equation. Mindfully approaching forgiveness and even reconciliation as oneness is an aspiration for me, with God's help. Throughout the 2 years of the program, I have felt that my very core has been broken open. The pains and hurts of childhood have been washed clean. The insecurities and low self-esteem have been shown as the distractions they are. I have been able to laugh at myself and others in a loving way. And I have learned to listen to the lives of others in a loving way and have felt the favor lovingly returned. At this point in my life, I have recently gotten a diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. From the first, I felt very free. I knew that God was with me and in every cell in my body, that there were no good cells or bad cells. God is in the entire universe, in the winds, snows, smiles of children, sorrows and pain, animals, and the creepy, crawly things of the earth. God has just given this to me as another challenge, never leaving me alone one moment. I see no duality between death and life, enabling me to potentially live each day afresh. I say potentially because distractions, responsibilities, and worries do rob me of the freshness of a day at times. So I see that I have rather come full circle. I am still a Buddhist Quaker with a gospel understanding of Christ's teaching and example for our lives.